at the Q's CEO Executive Team Network Conference in this beautiful place called Amelia Island. Yes, John, this place is awesome. Right behind us is the beach, basically. So
right.
It's pretty awesome. You guys picked a fine place for to have a conference, for
that's,
sure.
That's part of the equation. And I'll tell you, coming from Madison, Wisconsin, I
heard it was snowing.
I knew whatever we would get down here would be better than what I was experiencing there. So real happy to come down.
No doubt.
As well as the rest of our attendees.
Indeed. And where are my manners? John Pembroke from Q's. How are you, sir?
All is well.
Good,
is
good. Well. You guys have knocked it out of the park once again this year with this conference in particular. So you guys opened it up with Walter Bond.
Sure.
The keynote, who I just heard raving reviews, and had him in here in the studio lounge for a quick chat as well, and just was very impressed with all the things that he had to say, kind of transferring his sports career into a business career.
Correct.
And how it all just kind of seamlessly works together. And it's like, wow, that makes total sense, the stuff he was talking about.
And you know, the interesting thing about Walter, you referenced it, you know, he spent the majority of his career in athletics,
mm-hmm.
whether it be collegiate or professional.
Yeah.
Played for four different teams in the NBA.
Yeah.
In looking for opportunity after his career,
mm-hmm.
He engaged with a lot of different business leaders in his community, mm-hmm. et cetera. And as they're talking through different frameworks, paradigms, opportunities, challenges, you know, he found it very challenging because all his life he had been trained in athletics and teamwork and those paradigms.
Right.
Whereas you had all these business people who were trained with MBAs and all their frameworks,
yeah.
et cetera.
Yeah.
And they just didn't make sense to him. But he had expertise in being solid in fundamentals. He had expertise in building effective teams.
Mm-hmm.
He had expertise
mm-hmm.
in driving accountability and responsibility in teammates, et cetera. Which really resonated well with those business leaders.
Oh, yeah.
And he's parlayed that into real successful speaking and consulting
mm-hmm.
career.
Mm-hmm.
Little known fact, Walter and I played Little League together.
What? Oh my gosh.
We played Little
Are you
League
kidding?
Together. We started this relationship about 40 years ago
on
the south side of Chicago.
Wow.
South side of Little League, 83rd and Ellis, Chatham YMCA. And it's just been something that's grown over time, and our paths crossed about 5 years ago, and you know, waited for the right opportunity,
mm-hmm.
and this was it.
Mm-hmm.
And he hit a home run.
Right on. Did he ever?
With our kickoff speaker.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then to kind of bookend it, you had Stephen Covey today.
Sure.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I'm a huge fan of, the Covey family. So, you know, instrumental book for me, an influential book for me was The 7 Habits of Highly Effective
mm-hmm.
People.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the first books I read when I became a professional.
Yep, I read that too.
For all my mentees, it's the first thing that I ask them to do before we engage, and I send it
Good
to them. But, you know, 10 years ago, it was interesting. 10 years ago, I was on the leadership team at PSCU,
mm-hmm.
Financial Services, and
mm-hmm.
Dave Serlo brought Stephen M.R. Covey in.
Oh, really?
For a two-day session with the management team on the speed of trust.
Mm-hmm.
So it is something that is a very, very effective framework, very, very extremely relevant today.
Yep, yep.
And resonated very well with our attendees. So, you know, we've been able to bring some good content,
mm-hmm.
I think. To our attendees, and they've been enjoying the sessions as well as the networking and the things that Amelia Island can provide as well.
Right, and your Hall of Fame and the award,
sure.
all the award winners this time around. My gosh, that's a banner class you got going over there.
Yeah,
have all the pictures up over there off screen.
This is a special event for us where we have the opportunity to recognize industry excellence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we do that in several ways with awards and with Hall of Fame inductees.
Mm-hmm.
So we had our exceptional leader, who was Lynn Dang from Addition Financial,
mm-hmm.
formerly CFE,
mm-hmm.
Who's done an outstanding job there with the rebrand and the development efforts there at the credit union. Our outstanding chief executive, Oh, Sterling Nilsson.
He's a good guy. We had him in here. Yeah.
Yeah, Sterling is awesome.
Yeah.
Very understated.
He's a very humble guy.
Very, very humble. But, you know, running a soon-to-be $10 billion credit union that has grown significantly. Mm-hmm. Double-digit growth year over year.
Gosh.
Phenomenal
amazing.
Leader.
That's amazing.
In a phenomenal area of the country.
Yeah.
And well-deserved award. We also inducted several members into our Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
So we had Al Sirachi from Canada, Northern Credit Union there in the Ontario province.
Mm-hmm.
Al, funny story, Al was the first Canadian CEO that I met.
Oh, really?
When I came on board at Q's,
yeah.
I told him that probably hurt him more than helped him. But Al, very, very active in our Q's Canadian Council for years.
Okay.
And our Q's Canadian Council has been instrumental in helping us grow our presence in Canada, grow our membership over the past 4 years. We've tripled membership. We've grown our business there significantly. Most importantly, met and continue to meet the needs of leadership there on the board and the executive side from a talent development standpoint. He played a very instrumental role in that. We also recognized Greg Smith, true industry leader and legend, former CEO of PSECU. In Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. He was on our board and a very supportive and insightful board member. So his service to Q's, to the industry. We also recognized several of our current board members. So we had Joe Hearn from Dupaco Credit Union. We had Steph Sherrod from TDECU. We had Kim Spottum.
Yeah, I got all their pictures are right over there.
There we go. There we
I can
go.
See them from here.
Right, right, right. So a great Hall of Fame class.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And I really enjoyed listening to their backstory.
Sure.
Kind of their history and how they got to where they were. I mean, each one had their own like video on their careers and stuff like that. And
right.
So I really enjoyed seeing their history. How they got to where they are today.
The videos
really
were
cool.
Awesome,
yeah.
And the remarks are real heartfelt. Very authentic, very genuine.
Mm-hmm.
It's very clear the role that Q's played in their own personal development, as well as you know, in helping them improve, acquire, retain, develop talent within their credit. It's been a great event. This is our last day. We're coming down the home stretch. But anecdotally, all the feedback we've received is very positive. You know, also want to recognize sponsorship, which is very important of our events. You know, I open, and one of my main responsibilities is to make sure that people understand the role that sponsors play in these events. And they play a significant role.
And of course they do,
In keeping costs down, affordable, et cetera.
Right.
I know our platinum sponsors of CUNA Mutual Group, Co-op, and Currency play a significant role there, as well as others. And you know, always great to have great media coverage and your organization.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
To cover what we do and speak to our attendees to, you know, get insight as to what's going on, how things are going, not just at our event, but in their worlds in the industry as a whole. So,
indeed. Yeah, you guys, again, I think you guys knocked it out of the park. I've heard so many comments like, oh my gosh, can you believe that session, or did you see that keynote, that type of stuff. So it's just and then the networking, oh my gosh, I mean, in between sessions, I mean, this hall is jam-packed and sure. people are talking. So it's always a really cool thing to see. And yeah. that way you know things are getting done.
That's an important part of the equation.
Yep.
Important Indeed. Part of the equation. So.
Indeed.
Yeah.
All right, sir. What's next on the agenda? The Director's Conference is coming up in
Director's
December.
Director's Conference is coming up, I believe, starts December 8th in Orlando, Florida. Mm-hmm. Then we take a couple-month break, and then we go to Symposium.
Yeah.
Where,
that's
we'll
my favorite. That is my favorite.
We'll be on the Big Island in Hawaii, where the CEO and board chair show up as a team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, both of those are trending extremely well from the attendance standpoint.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're looking forward to, you know, sell out audiences and very engaged audience with a lot of interaction and a lot of good learning.
I really like that one because it's, because I've gone to it the last couple of years and covered it and interviewed and everything. I really enjoy interviewing the CEO and the board chair and seeing how that dynamic works and what they're planning on doing to improve the relationship or what they're doing at their credit union, how they work together. I really find that fascinating to see how they work together to really kind of further their credit union and their and meet their goals and stuff. It's really cool to see, and that's just, it's such an eye-opener for me to see how that works. So it's really cool to see.
And it's something that's real simple too, in that if you really talk to them, they are very, very busy people where they reside.
Oh, yeah.
And for them to have the opportunity to carve out 3 or 4 days where they are together, you know, during the morning, learning, hearing best-in-class speakers, going through workshops, debriefing afterwards, taking care of other business matters, just being together and building that relationship for 4 days is a great opportunity.
Oh, I agree.
And effective use of time for them. So
yeah, they work hard. They actually work hard.
Oh,
you know, they go there. You out the workshops and stuff like that, and they're in there. They're working.
Right.
It's really good to see. But then they have a little bit of fun too in the afternoon. So
sure.
It's all that. You've told me in the past. It's all that balance. So
correct.
That's good stuff. All right.
Correct.
All right, John. Thank you so much for being in here. Appreciate it.
Another
great show.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
You know, appreciate your support. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate the great job that you do.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. You got likewise right back at you.
Okay.
All right, John.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
John Pembroke. Cues, everybody. Go check out. Go to the symposium. That's a really good conference. Good stuff. All right.